Message number 127. Don't allow the human failings of my church to turn your back on me. Thursday, June 30, 2011 at 20:00. My dearly beloved daughter, I smile this evening with joy in my heart, for at last younger people are hearing my word through the internet just as foretold. In this way, more people will be able to tell the world how to prepare for the warning. My heart bursts with joy when I see the love that my children have for me in every corner of the earth. My love never dies. They, my beloved followers, are full of my love, which they feel in their hearts. Now they can tell the world, including the cynics, how much they revere me by praising my glory to all. For those courageous and loving creatures of mine will now attract those who resist me to the truth as to why they are on this earth in the first instance. Heaven rejoices with those who openly proclaim their love for me on the internet. My love for them surges forth so that my graces will be showered over each of them, stretching from one corner of the globe to the other. I now come to save you before the day of judgment. Remember one lesson, children. The truth of my teachings never changed. Human error, the sins of my sacred servants, and those who have abused the truth to suit their own ambitions may have soiled my name, but they never changed who I am. I am the Savior of mankind. I came the first time to save you, to allow for the forgiveness of sin. I now come again to save you before the day of judgment. Because my love is so powerful, it will now permeate throughout the world by the power of the Holy Spirit to draw you back into the fold of my tender love. Feel my love now, children. Don't allow your disappointment with the human failings of my church to turn your back on me, Jesus Christ, or my eternal Father. To those who turned their back on me because of the sins of the church, it is because of sin that you were tempted to block out the truth. Those of you who blame the church for your lack of belief in me are not being honest with yourselves, for if you truly love me, you would not make excuses. Satan is everywhere in the world now, children, trying to convince you at every opportunity that your faith is not relevant, not important, that your faith will not guarantee you a place in heaven. In some cases, you believe that the mercy of God is endless and that you can be saved once you live a life where you do not cause harm to others. You very often challenge me when you blame me for the evil in the world. This is when you become angry with me and God the Eternal Father. How can God stand back and allow such evil to manifest itself in the world? Where murder, rape, abortion, torture, greed, and poverty exist. You must stop now and hear me. Remember that sin caused by Satan, who most people today do not believe exists, can infest every single one of you because of the gift you were given by your Creator God the Father. This gift of free will is given to everyone. Some use this gift for good works, where they show love to all while love theirs abuse it to take advantage of others. When Satan attracts those through their weak free will, then they become capable of committing great atrocities. Free will is yours, children. When it becomes contaminated through sin, havoc in the world results. God the Father cannot force you to stop doing something, whether it is right or wrong, for He will not interfere with your free will. He will always encourage you to pray in order to receive the graces needed to avoid sin. It will be through your free will that you will make one of two decisions: turn to God or allow yourself to be seduced by the lies of Satan, who will twist your mind away from the truth. Remember, I am the truth. Satan does not want you to see the truth. He will use your intelligence and present sophisticated arguments to seduce you. He can even convince you that something is evil when it is good. So when you believe that it is hypocritical to turn to prayer and praise of God the Father because of the sins of the church, you must recognize this deceit for what it is, another way to encourage you to turn away from me. The truth. Now children, show me your love by standing up and defending my name in the disbelieving world. Very soon you will encourage others to hear your views. Just as those who claim they don't believe in me shout aloud how much they hate me, you must now tell the world that you love me. Only then will massive conversion be stirred in the world. Let me raise you up now so you can prepare my children to enter my new paradise on earth. Remember, only those who believe in me and my eternal Father can enter this paradise. Go now and bring me the multitudes. Your beloved Savior, Jesus Christ.